Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're continuing with the subject called Led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. This is part four from a 10-part series. The topics we're dealing with today are number six, how God leads the born-again believer, and number seven, how the Holy Spirit leads us through our spirit. Let us now go to Romans chapter 8, verse 16, and it reads, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Let me go now to the Amplified Bible. This is a bit more clear for you. "The Spirit himself testifies together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are children of God." Point one, being led by the inward witness is the number one way or the primary way that God leads his children. Point two, a Christian under the New Testament need not seek guidance through the prophets. The Bible is very clear that if you're a born-again believer, you're led by the Spirit of God. You do not need to go to prophets to be led by them. Point number three, to seek guidance through the prophets is unscriptural. Again, I would say to you, we are to be led by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God, not the prophets. Point four, the ministry of the New Testament prophet is only to confirm what people already have in their own spirits. Let me clear this a little bit. When God talks to you, he gives you an inward knowing of something that he wants you to do. We go to a prophet if we need this confirmed, but in reality, we should go to God again and ask him to confirm that to us in the way in which he wants to. Point five, under the Old Covenant or the Old Testament, only the priest and the prophet and the king were anointed by the Holy Spirit to stand in those offices. In the New Testament, every believer that is born again has Christ within them, and Christ is the anointed one and his anointing. Point six, under the Old Covenant, people would seek guidance through the prophets because he had the Spirit of God upon them. Today, every born again believer has the Spirit upon them, but also needs to have the Spirit by spiritual baptism on the inside of them. It's called baptism in the Holy Spirit. But the body of Christ is to be led by the Spirit of God and the Word of God, and not go to the prophets for leading. Point seven, under the New Testament, we not only have the Spirit of God on us or upon us, but we also have him within us. To have the Holy Spirit on the inside of a believer, we must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. The first step being born again, the second step inviting Christ in or inviting the Holy Spirit in as the Holy Spirit, and we call this the infilling of the Holy Spirit or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God then talks from heaven to his Spirit on the inside of a believer, and the Holy Spirit on the inside of a believer speaks to the spirit man of that person, and it comes to that person's knowledge and understanding of what to do. Point eight, the inward witness is just as supernatural as the guidance through visions. A lot of people look for visions as being the thing sent by God to help them or to guide them, but quite clear, the inward witness is just as supernatural as any guidance through visions. Point nine, many people or believers are looking for the spectacular and they're missing the supernatural. What do I mean by this? There are believers who are looking for the spectacular things of God, the supernatural in such a way that it's very open to be seen, but they're missing the supernatural, which is on a continual daily process. The supernatural is a part that every believer needs to understand and to work in. God is looking for the believers to have a continual relationship with him and walk in the supernatural daily as a normal thing. We don't go looking for the spectacular things of God all the time, but we go looking for the supernatural connection with him through fellowship. Let us now go to topic number seven. The Holy Spirit leads us through his Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, "For as many that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God." And Romans chapter 8, verse 16, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." The Holy Spirit is going to lead us. We know we are children of God because the Spirit bears witness with our spirits. What I am pointing out here in this topic is the Holy Spirit who leads our spirit through our spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to lead us and guide us in everything if we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit and ask him. We know we are children of God because his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, bears witness with our spirit that we are children or sons and daughters of God. It's very important for a believer to be led by the Holy Spirit and not by led by man. We are to be led once again by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will confirm the Word, and the Word will confirm the Holy Spirit, because they're both in agreement. The next part coming is part 5, and we're dealing with the topics number 8, God lives in us by His Spirit. Topic 9, God leads us through the inward witness. Topic number 10, your inner man has a voice. Topic number 11, being led by the conscience. Thank you for being with me through this teaching today. I look forward to being with you in the next one. And God bless.